headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Angus with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, new data from the Bureau of Meteorology has revealed that Cyclone Alfred is set to make landfall in North Queensland next week. Currently 1,000 kilometers offshore, BOM's weather models predict that Cyclone Alfred will land a direct hit on either Mackay or Rockhampton. Despite only being a Category 2 cyclone, damaging winds and major flooding are expected in North Queensland, with the region still reeling from the latest spate of floods. More on local news. Data obtained from short-term rentals has shown a 50% vacancy rate across 8,000 residences as the state's housing crisis worsens. AirDNA, which tracks occupancy rates from short-term rentals like Airbnb, has revealed that 77% of Brisbane's 12,000 listings are entire houses, with almost half only able to be booked for 90 days or less. The prevalence of short-term rentals has drawn criticism from housing advocacy groups, as Queensland's homeless rates have reached an all-time high. The current vacancies would allow over 20,000 people experiencing housing insecurity to be housed. In national news, Treasurer Jim Chalmers is in talks with the U.S. Treasury for an exemption from tariffs on Australian steel and aluminium imports. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump declared an executive order to impose a 25% tariff on all aluminium and steel imports. The tariffs, which would be effective on March 12, raise uncertainty across Australia's manufacturing industry. Trump says he will be considering Australia's request for an exemption, but his senior trade advisor Peter Navarro said Australia was killing the U.S. aluminium market.
In more national news, following the major party's announcement of multi-billion dollar boost to Medicare after the election, the Greens are calling for the health service to cover ADHD and autism assessments as well. Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John confirmed in an interview with Radio National that the party would be pushing the major parties to add their recommendation. He said that the assessments can cost upwards of $5,000 and that by adding pediatricians and psychiatrists to Medicare rebates, it would shorten wait times and bring costs down. In international news, three Chinese warships have re-entered Australia's exclusive economic zone after completing live fire drills in the Tasman Sea a week ago. The ships of the People's Liberation Army Navy are currently being tracked and are operating east of Hobart, while the Australian and New Zealand militaries are cooperating to observe them. It comes a week after a Qantas flight was directly ordered by the ships to divert course from its live fire drills. New Zealand diplomats will question their Chinese counterparts about the warships in a meeting soon. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast,